You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Could steel be the compromise? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump says he'd be willing to make a steel wall, not concrete.
We have a crisis at the border of drugs, of human beings being trafficked all over the world.
And he might declare a national emergency to build the wall. Democratic Senator Chris Coons says that'll surely lead to a court challenge, but he also told Fox,
I am someone who's willing to see more border fencing as long as we choose a technology that DHS says is going to be effective, and I do think his moving towards steel slats rather than concrete wall, if it holds, is important.
It's day 17 of the partial government shutdown. President Trump says he can relate to the 800,000 federal workers not getting paid. The president also tweeted about what he calls the totally dishonest fake news, being crazed lunatics knowingly lying to make him look as bad as possible. I mean, a lot of fact-checking in the media, calling many things the president says not truthful. National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Turkey after making news in Israel. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, President Trump has pledged to pull U.S. forces out of Syria, but John Bolton saying that won't be done in a hurry.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated.
Bolton also saying he'll press Turkish officials for reassurances that Kurdish militias who fought alongside Americans against ISIS will be protected when the U.S. leaves. Dave.
Simon, they're the pre-Oscars.
And the Golden Globe goes to Rami Malek.
He won for Bohemian Rhapsody, which got Best Drama Movie. Green Book was the Golden Globe winner for Top Musical or Comedy. And Christian Bale got Best Actor in that category for his role as Dick Cheney in Vice.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
The Americans and the Kominsky Method won as the best TV shows. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Another state is taking on the federal government in court, challenging the upcoming census. And while we await a judge's ruling in a case in New York,
a legal fight getting underway in San Francisco over whether people should be asked about citizenship during the next census in 2020. California and several of its cities arguing the question, added by the Trump administration, was politically motivated and would discourage immigrants and Latinos from participating, resulting, they say, in an undercount which jeopardizes their federal funding and state representation. The Justice Department saying households may skip the citizenship question and still be counted. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Actor Kevin Spacey will be in court in a few hours in Massachusetts, Nantucket Island, charged with indecent assault and battery, accused of groping a man in a bar back in 2016, one of several allegations that cost Spacey movie and TV roles. At the movies,
Aquaman, still on top at the box office.
The war is coming to the surface, and I'm bringing the wrath of the seven seas with me.
Aquaman adding just under $31 million, putting its domestic gross at nearly $260 million in second place.
They're watching us. They know every move that we're making.
Everything about us.
Sony's Escape Room with another $18 million. And in third place,
it's a good thing you come along when you did, Mary Poppins.
Disney's Mary Poppins Returns with just under $16 million. In fourth, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Bumblebee finishing fifth. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
In the NFL playoffs, the defending champion Eagles advanced to the next round. Philly beat Chicago 16-15 after the Bears kicker missed a game-winning field goal in the closing seconds. It hit the left goalpost upright, then the crossbar, and bounced away. The L.A. Chargers advanced, beating the Baltimore Ravens 23-17. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Traffic headaches on I-57 could take longer than we thought. WCIA said the Illinois Department of Transportation said its plans to widen the Kirby Avenue overpass by I-57 cannot happen until 2027 at the earliest. It was supposed to happen in 2022. IDOT said the last repairs have to be there for 15 years before federal money can be freed up. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says he will run for a fifth term in the U.S. Senate. Durbin on Thursday responded to a question from CNN's John Berman about whether he was running for re-election. He responded yes, but that it wasn't a formal announcement. The Illinois News Network said as of last September, Durbin had $1.7 million in his campaign war chest. Incoming state rep Ann Stava Murray, a Democrat from Naperville, has said she'll run for his seat in 2020 because she expects him to win and then retire. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We've got your weather forecast here on ESPN 93.5, and it is looking good for Monday, January 7th. It's brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where there's no better time than early on in the year to think about upgrading your appliances. More in just a moment. Today's high 57, 41 hour low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 80%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible, and wind gusts as high as 37 miles per hour. Breezy down to 41 this evening. Tomorrow we have sunny and breezy conditions. High 46 down to 23. 28 the high on Wednesday down to 15. So go from light jacket through the park. Oh, welcome to East Central Illinois. Right now the temperature is at 50. Nice start to our day. Again, Dick Van Dyke Appliance War. Might want to run by there and see all the things they have. Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, Maytag, Electrolux, they have offered discount pricing on all of these quality products, and they're talking low prices. They are willing to talk with you, and as far as the service goes, wow, they've got this free 10-year protection plan at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place where you want to visit them for remodeling rooms in your home, maybe upgrading the man cave. This is the year, 2019, with the quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, family-owned, been in business since 1977, so over 40 years of appliance experience. It's appliance-world.com. As you can visit them and find out more at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, again, just south of I-74 on Neal Street. Stevie J and his family getting this experience in Asia that has been very unique. He checked in with us on Friday from Shanghai and now on to Japan today. Hi, Stevie J.
Hi, Diane. I am excited to be in Japan, and I'm going to touch on that coming up. But first, I want to talk kind of in conclusion about Shanghai and what we experienced. It was a real vibrant city because of so many people. But as I think more about it, and I've had a couple of days on the ship or on the Princess Sapphire, you know, it's I guess sameness is a word that pops to my mind. The police presence was very evident. You almost felt like the Chinese people know what they need to do every day. They need to perform and they need to not make waves. And again, if you think about it, nobody has a gun in China. That's an interesting feel. Obviously, the police do, but no person is allowed to have a weapon. We learned a lot about their customs and things that they do. I found them to be, at the very least, cordial and professional, at the very best, amazingly over the top with kindness and good service. Nice people. We had a tour guide that you heard on Friday. Caroline was, I thought, amazing. She was so caring and interested in helping us. She taught us how to ride the subway. Right in the Shanghai subway, by the way, there are a lot of people that ride the Shanghai subway. We did that a number of times and really enjoyed the kind of the culture of that. And guess what? They were all looking at their phones. So it doesn't matter what country you're in, they're going to be looking at their phones. Shanghai is so big. It was so at times overwhelming to just think I can drive a full hour in any direction and not get out of Shanghai. It's just the biggest city I've ever been to. It felt like it. I saw one homeless person. That's because the government doesn't allow people on the street. They take them. When they determine that they're in need, they give them a one-bedroom apartment. That's where they're going to live. But they do not allow homelessness in China. They have that kind of control. They'll just take you and take you to where you're going to live. Overall, though, I'd say it was totally worth it. I'm glad we visited. I may or may not get back there. We went to an AP market that was pretty interesting, negotiating, called the copy market, where you could buy things that really weren't the brands you thought you were buying. I found that to be pretty interesting, and just working with some of the various people on negotiation, and they wouldn't let you walk away. They say, what's your best price? What's your best price? And that was interesting, kind of a sport too when you negotiate, if many of you have done that in your shopping travails. In any event, so we're going to give you a little more on where we are today. We're in Nagasaki, Japan. This, of course, known for the second atomic bomb. It ended World War II. It was awful from the standpoint of human lives, but at that time, we had a choice. We could not get a surrender from Japan, and the thought was we'll go into Tokyo, we'd have to go house to house, and the military figured the United States would lose 1 million men. So they decided, Harry Truman was our president at the time, we decided to drop the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, and the second atomic bomb was landed in Nagasaki, where we are just miles from Peace Park, where it actually was ground zero, and that was dropped, I believe it was August 9th of 1945. But following that, there was a surrender from the Empire of Japan, and World War II had ended. So we are in a very historic city. It feels, again, obviously small compared to where we just came from, but it's Nagasaki, Japan, very welcoming people. Konnichiwa, hello. We've been greeted by a lot of people. We had to go through customs. It is not easy to get in and out of China. Much easier to get into Japan, but certainly a process. But Japan, of course, has been an ally of ours for many years since the end of the war. And we still have, of course, a Marine base in Okinawa here. So off we go. We're going to go to Nagasaki. Our family is adventuring on the tram. We'll report back a little later this hour, Diane, on how that goes. But again, thoughts about Shanghai. I'm so glad you're listening, and thank you for that. And, of course, I've been keeping track. We just found out about the Bears. So sorry about that field goal. Unbelievable. Heard about the Illini, but heard about that recruit. Christian, tell me about the recruit Illinois got.
Well, his name's Kofi. He's a top 40 recruit in the country for ESPN top 300 players. He's the second-ranked big man coming in this 2019 class. So he's a big-time player. He's probably one of the most elite-caliber players that we've ever had. He was formerly committed to Kentucky, I believe, but decommitted and then had offers from Kansas, UConn, St. John's, Illinois, and Pitt. And Illinois got him. So it's a huge win, and it's definitely going to provide some easement for the rest of the season, even though Illinois is 4-11.
And you think he's one and done?
I don't know if he's one and done. It depends on how he develops and how he translates into the Big Ten Conference play, but he's that caliber of player. He's an NBA guy. It's just how long do we have him?
Excellent. Christian, my son, Ace Illini fan, in the know. So we did hear all about that. Sorry about the Bears. Looking forward to the Saints next week. I don't think we're going to see it. You know, we get ESPN in our room. There's a CNBC. There's a Fox News. There's no CNN. MSNBC. No, it's no CNN. I found that rather interesting on our ship. We're on the Sapphire Princess. We're in Nagasaki. Diane, we'll talk a little later. Coming up a little more about where we are today in Japan on ESPN 93.5.
Hey. Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
On ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey back at the Studio Ranch here in Urbana, and what a fine day, 50 right now, expecting some precipitation, but nice and mild, up to 57, Stevie J touring Asia with his family, with Stevie J Travel. Well, and when it comes to things happening in the world of sports. I know Christian had touched on Koki Coburn, who's coming to the U of I basketball team, and we need some more big men. About a half an hour ago, visiting with Jeremy Werner, who sort of has the inside scoop on a lot of these recruits, and he'll have more after 9. His show 9 to 11 on ESPN 93.5 talked about the coaching from Orlando Ortega and how he's, you know, kind of in charge of the big men and how great it was to land this five-star recruit. So good things happening for our Illini basketball team, and great to get that news yesterday, especially after that Northwestern Illinois game. Wildcats on top, 68-66. Now we're 0-4 in the Big Ten, 4-11 overall. Tough loss for us inside the last 10 seconds with A.J. Turner hitting that three-pointer for the Wildcats. Yep, Northwestern wins. And, of course, a devastating loss for Bears fans to see, you know, Cody Parkey hitting that the goalpost with 10 seconds remaining. And then the Philadelphia Eagles on top, 16-15 over the Chicago Bears. So interesting to share the word agony with Jeremy about a half an hour ago when we were talking about sports. Agony for Tim Thibodeau. He's fired now as coach and team president for the Minnesota Timberwolves, despite Minnesota beating the L.A. Lakers yesterday, 108-86. So that's also trending in the sports world. We have college football tonight, of course. Number 2, Clemson, taking on number 1, Alabama, for the national championship. Both teams at 14-0. When it comes to other basketball scores yesterday, we'll find Michigan interesting as they are number 2 in the nation, beating number 21, Indiana, 74-63. That's who we've got next. Michigan coming up on Thursday. We've got tickets to win. Here on ESPN 93.5, number 22, Wisconsin over Penn State, 71-62. Number 25, Iowa over number 24, Nebraska. That'll probably be a different lineup as we come into a new poll. 93-84 was the final. And Brooklyn over the Bulls, 117-100. NHL action, Blackhawks over Pittsburgh 5-3, and they will host Calgary tonight. Philadelphia hosting the St. Louis Blues, in case hockey is your thing. Back with the weather forecast in a moment on ESPN 93.5.
Are you stuck, bored, or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
Skipping my step this morning when I felt these temperatures. We've got a temperature of 50 now, breezy, wind gusts as high as 37 miles per hour. Today's high 57, partly cloudy, and a low of 41 into the evening tonight. We do have an 80% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow's high 46, down to 23, partly cloudy again on Wednesday, high 28, low 15. We're currently at 50 on ESPN 93.5. We'll find out how our local bell ringers did with the Salvation Army as we visit with Major Randy Summit inside the next 10 minutes. Your Fox Business Minute comes our way at 20 after, and it's brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust when it comes to planning your wealth.
From the Fox Business Network, Eli Lilly is buying Loxo Oncology, a company that makes treatments for cancers identified by genetic testing. Loxo already has one medication on the market and is expected to launch a new treatment next year that could target some lung and thyroid cancers. Lilly has been emphasizing its cancer business in recent years. The Lilly-Loxo deal is worth $8 billion. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn is said to be prepared to vigorously defend himself in a Japanese his court tomorrow. Reports in France say he refused to sign a confession in return for being released from custody in Japan. Liquidation firm Abacus Advisory Group has been selected to sell off Sears and Kmart stores and their contents if a recovery plan doesn't work. If Sears is liquidated, Reuters estimates 68,000 people would lose their jobs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:22. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J touring Asia. I like to reach out to our local heroes and find out how things have been and say Happy New Year as we're off to a good start here on ESPN 93.5. Major Randy Summit joins us on our studio line at 359-2255. Happy New Year, Randy.
Well, Happy New Year, Diane. How are you today?
I'm good. Not bad with it. Up to 57 today, and we're at 50 now. Oh, I love that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I know that the bell ringers for the Salvation Army had some challenging weather conditions, especially in the beginning when they started things up in November. I wonder if that was a factor. How did things turn out with our bell ringing campaign?
Well, not too bad. We did do better than last year. We beat last year's number by about $3,000, but we just fell just a little bit short of our goal by about $10,000. But we're still taking donations for our Christmas effort for those last bit of tax deductions through the end of this month. We're finishing up that to get our full goal of, you know, $400,000. So we're going to be a bit behind, so we're really looking for the community to see if we could help to get that last minute donation in.
All right, good to know that we can still give through the end of the month and still make an impact and, again, try to get to that goal. $400,000 is a lot for our Champaign-Urbana Salvation Army. What does the money do?
Well, that money is what funds us for our food pantry, for utility assistance, for all the stuff that we do for the homeless, for all the stuff we do for the veterans. It also, of course, went toward helping us all with the 1,200-plus families that we serve during Christmas time, and it just keeps things going year-round, so we're here every day for people.
How did you feel about the Christmas program and handing out gifts to those 1,200 folks?
Well, it was amazing. I mean, again, we were up about 50% from last year, so it was a huge increase, but with all the different partners and community support, it was just amazing that I could be able to touch that many lives. It was like 3,000 children, a little over 3,000 children received Christmas presents this year because of people's generosity. So it was just an amazing time for us.
It just seems like the need is greater and greater, Randy. Thanks for visiting with us here on ESPN 93.5. I know a lot of times charity work seems kind of Wizard of Oz-ish. Can you pull back the curtain and expose what Oz is dealing with when it comes to helping those 3,000 kids at Christmas time? How does one take a more active role, and what are we seeing out there?
Well, what we're seeing is more and more people who are just trying to make ends meet, trying to keep their houses, trying to keep the lights on and stuff. And so when they had to make a choice, we were there for them to be able to not worry about Christmas. So that was a wonderful feeling. And for people in the community who want to continue to help out, they can always come and volunteer at our location. We're over at 2212 North Marketplace. And you can actually see the people. We serve about 50 to 60 people, that means families, a day through our food pantry and helping them get the food that they need and helping Robin with all the different things that are going on there. So there's people to come and help with that and just see the people face-to-face, one-on-one, and what they're really dealing with.
Well, I have a few kids that are always growing and always growing out of their outfits, and I find shopping is a very good experience at the Salvation Army, 2212 North Market Street. And in this new year, a lot of people have resolutions to try to get rid of a lot of stuff they don't wear anymore, and Salvation Army is an excellent resource.
Oh, we appreciate that. And, of course, they can always give us a call, 217-373-7832, and we'd be glad to set up a pickup for them to pick up those donations. And again, yeah, please come and shop. We're always doing specials. Barb, our store manager, is always working to find ways to help people save money and also to meet their needs for whatever we have. So it's always new. Every day there's more stuff coming out. Every day there's new things being put out on the shelves. So come and check us out.
Well, I'm personally thinking about all the stylish clothes that I can get, and I just feel better about buying things that are gently used, and I feel good wearing it. It's all good, and same with the shoes also, but you can also get some furniture and things like that too, right?
Well, absolutely. Small appliances, toys, collectibles, a bunch of, course, of U of I stuff, all kinds of donations are coming in, so, yeah, it's always there.
Well, it's great to hear. I'm not even sure what even happens to our homeless people now. They don't go to Salvation Army for overnight services anymore, do they?
No, they don't. We don't have an overnight shelter. We help people who are families who are traveling who are homeless. We help people who are incarcerated, trying to reenter into society who are hopeless. But no, we partner with other local agencies for people who need, you know, just actual homeless one overnight stuff. So we partner with the other communities too. Again, it's one community effort, and we just want to be a part of that as well.
That's great. I'm visiting with Major Randy Summit with the Salvation Army, and I know that has changed over the years, and I know See You at Home has done more for the homeless community as far as that new overnight shelter that opened in November. And this is an area that really could use some help. So those donations dollars go a long way. Let's talk about how we can find out more about your organization online, Randy.
Well, again, you can always go to our Facebook page, which is just Facebook, and then CU Salvation Army. That's our Facebook page. Or you can go to our website, which is Salvation Army, Champagne, sachampagne.org. There you go. sachampagne.org is our website. And we're constantly updating that. And, of course, you can go to the CU volunteer site for the city, and all those different opportunities to come and be a part of it and see what's going on, both locally, nationally, and everywhere else.
Of course, again, we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, I'm Diane Ducey talking with Major Randy Summit about our Salvation Army, and they are just short of that $400,000 goal after the bell ringing campaign. Randy, we hope you get that by the end of the month.
Oh, we're so hoping so. Again, it's about 80,000 short, and so we're really counting on the community to step up, because they always have. We live in a wonderful community, and we really support and thank everyone who lives here and helps the Salvation Army. So thank you, Diane, for the time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I've been visiting with Randy here on ESPN 93.5. Happy New Year. Thanks for all you do.
Happy New Year. Thank you, ma'am.
All righty. And we're finding out about the food and the utilities and the homeless services, the veterans that all benefit from the things that the Salvation Army does in our community. And again, on Facebook, we can visit CU Salvation Army or sachampagne.org for more details. Thanks again for making us part of your day here on ESPN 93.5 with Stevie J in Asia. We'll be checking in with him and getting a report about how things are looking as he tours five different countries. At the end of the week last week, we found out how things were in Shanghai, now in Japan. It's 8:30. We've got the news next.
If the money ever comes through, President Trump now says he wants a steel, not concrete wall built along the border.
I intend to call the head of United States Steel and a couple of other of our great steel companies to have them come up with a plate or a design.
Delaware Senate Democrat Chris Coons tells Fox,
I hope the president will hold to that position, because that is a minor but important difference in technology a fourth century concrete wall that you can't see through will be a less effective border barrier.
We're in the third week of a partial government shutdown over border wall funding. Teachers in Los Angeles are ready to go on strike starting Thursday.
They just need help, and we're going to march with them.
Justin Welko is one of about 600,000 kids in the Los Angeles public school system. The teachers want higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more support staff. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. If you're job hunting, here's a place to look. Lowe's. Lowe's said it plans to hire more than 65,000 workers this year. CNBC said Lowe's said 50,000 of the new jobs will be temporary and filled ahead of the busy spring season. 10,000 of the jobs will be permanent and on its merchandising teams. 6,000 will be full-time store managers and department store supervisors in stores. 2,000 of those jobs will be technology roles to help build Lowe's website. A Champaign-Urbana native is set to receive the Doris Hoskins prestigious Community Service Award as part of Champaign County's celebration of life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. WILL says Alyssa Youngus is a social worker at the Champaign-Urbana Dialysis Clinic. She's also chair of the City of Champaign's Human Relations Commission and is president of the Champaign section of the National Council of Negro Women. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Pain.com.
ESPN 93.5 at 8:33. Looking at our mild forecast for the day, up to 57 chance of precipitation at 80%, and wind gusts as high as 37 miles per hour today, down to 41 with partly cloudy conditions by this evening. Mostly sunny and breezy with a high 46 expected tomorrow, down to around 21 in the evening. Partly sunny and a little more chilly on Wednesday, but we sort of expect that as we start to get in the double digits of January. High 23, down to 15 expected. Right now, the temperature is at 50 on ESPN 93.5. I've been praying for the safe journey for all those with Stevie J Travel that are touring Asia. And we're beginning these reports from Stevie J. Hi, Stevie.
Hi, Diane. I am in the Atomic Bomb Museum. And this essentially talks about the end of World War II, the Atomic Bomb Museum of Nagasaki, an obviously very somber place, to see some of the devastation caused by the atomic bomb that the United States and their allies dropped on August the 9th of 1945. It's very sad to see the devastation. But, again, we were at war. We were wanting to save the United States soldiers and our allies' lives on the ground. The thought at the time was that Japanese were not surrendering, and everybody wanted the war to end, and Harry Truman ordered the bombing of both Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And interestingly, Nagasaki was not the target on that day. They went in, and they had to go to their second choice, which was Nagasaki, and the cloud cover was so bad. This was, I believe, just 3 days after the bomb in Hiroshima, but the cloud cover was so bad over Nagasaki that they almost aborted the mission and came back to their base in Guam, but the clouds broke for just a moment, and they dropped the second atomic bomb, which led to the, you know, obviously most of the incredible devastation of the city of Nagasaki and ultimately ended the war. But, you know, in watching and taking a look at all of the displays they have here, obviously it's about the devastation of, you know, atomic and nuclear weapons, and hopefully that this could never happen again. They've got one display where they show all the places in the world that this has been tested since Nagasaki of August 9, 1945, and the damage it does to the ecosystem and our environment as well as that. So it's been fascinating. It's been sad. It's been very somber. But again, a part of our history and what we need to really realize is, you know, we say our prayers that we never would have a war like we had and never use weapons of mass destruction. It's devastating to see the results of all of that, but it is part of our history. And it is something we need to learn from. So, again, here in Nagasaki, we have a few more hours before we get back on our ship and sail away for Busan, South Korea tomorrow as we are on our Grand Asia tour here in Asia. And we started in Shanghai. We were at sea for a day before this port stop in Nagasaki. Very friendly people. Beautiful day. Temperature is about 50 here in Nagasaki, which is a little bit warmer than we expected. But we are excited to be here and traveling and learning and meeting people. We took a tram, which was a little bit embarrassing because I did not have any idea the kind of money I needed. I bought some yens, but I had no idea how much it cost. Kind of, held my hand out with a bunch of change to the tram driver, and he was kind of exasperated and had to take the money from my hand like a four-year-old. But, hey, I just didn't know what we owed him. So it's incredible to get the perspective of some of the friends that we meet in Champaign-Urbana from other countries that can't speak the language and has no idea the denominations of our money. So to be walking in their shoes is learning. It's a learning experience to have empathy and to not judge based on the fact they can't speak the language, because here we are exactly the same position. So we'll take our tram back. We think we found a conveyor belt sushi bar that we're going to eat at, and then we'll go back to the port and get back on our ship, the Princess Sapphire, during this Grand Asia tour. So we'll sign off for now, Diane. I'll come to you one more time this morning, but again, we really hope that we're giving a flavor of what we're seeing and hearing over here in Asia, and we'll continue to do so as the internet allows and as our destinations allow. We'll be in Busan tomorrow. We're at sea a couple of days, and we're in Hong Kong on Friday. I'll be able to file a report for you on Friday with some real detail about Hong Kong, which we're looking forward to. Then a weekend in the ocean, in the China, South China Sea, before we hit Ho Chi Minh City, Bangkok, Thailand, Koh Samui Island, which got hit by a tropical storm, so that island is a little bit in question. And then we'll go to Singapore before we fly home. Okay, we'll sign off for now, Diane. Thank you, live from Nagasaki, Japan. I'm Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
ESPN 93.5. It is 20 till 9. Hope your morning's going well for January 7th. Mild conditions as we get out of the gate this morning. Temperature currently at 50. Stevie J's had so many interesting conversations with folks, like from Financial Business Minute at Fox, Maria Bartiromo.
My guest is Marie Bartiromo, Fox Business. You're a star.
But
you took to this business thing well. It was like what came naturally. It was your mom that said you ought to combine it with journalism, right?
You're right. It was my mom when I was in college, and she said, look, I think you should try journalism classes. I think you'd be good at it. And then when I took journalism, I absolutely loved it. I changed my major from economics to journalism, and I got my first job at CNN, and I was a production assistant, entry-level position. CNN, I worked there for 5 years and then moved to CNBC, and I stayed there for 20.
I know, and you were kind of a pioneer for women in business, weren't you? I mean, you, as far as recognizable women in the business, it's you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I mean, no, I was the first person to broadcast on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, so I guess that was sort of inspiring for some women, and I'm really proud of that, because today when you look at the New York Stock Exchange and you look at financial journalism, there are actually a lot of women who are doing this, so it's very exciting and sort of gratifying to know that I helped in a little way.
Maria Bartiromo, she was on with Brett Baer last night, and I just noticed your comfort. Do you ever get nervous anymore?
Oh, sure. I mean, of course. You know, I spend much of my days preparing for interviews. On any given day, we have so many interviews of top leaders in business, and I really need to know their business and understand their business, understand what follow-ups to ask. And I think once you study and you prepare and you feel good about what you're about to do, then I think the nervousness goes away because you know you've done everything you can. You know, I wrote a book called The 10 Laws of Enduring Success, and in one of those, in one of my chapters, I remember writing what my trainer had said, because at one point, the New York Yankees called me to throw the first pitch out. And of course, I excitedly said, yes, of course, of course, of course. And then I said to myself, wait a second, why did I say, of course? I have no idea about the first thing about pitching. I'm never going to get it over the plate. So what did I do? I prepared and prepared and prepared, and I played ball every weekend and every night for a little while. And then when I got to Yankee Stadium, I remember turning to my trainer and saying to him, Dan, I can't even believe I'm here right now. I can't even believe I'm about to go out on the mound. How am I going to do this? I am not a ball player. He said to me, Maria, we've been working now for several weeks. We've been preparing. We've been studying. Just remember one thing when you're out on the mound. You are exactly where you're supposed to be.
Wow.
And that's the truth, and that's what I think. So when you say you get nervous, well, I say to myself, look, did you do the work? Yeah, if I did the work, then you are exactly where you're supposed to be. So relax. So I would leave that with your view, with your listeners. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. It's something that helps me in any time of nervousness, and I think it can be helpful knowing that at the end of the day, if you've done the work and you've prepared, then you're set. You go do what you're supposed to do.
Well, that's awesome. Did you get the pitch to the plate?
Right over the plate.
Come on.
Right
Come
over the
on.
Plate.
Maria Bartiromo, another minute or so. My daughter's a senior. She thinks she wants to be journalism. She takes after her, my wife, gorgeous young lady. I told her, you've got to know your subject. You really have to know. Otherwise, people are discerning to say she's pretty, but she doesn't know what she's doing. You have to know your subject. That's what you do.
100%. You got to study. You got to own that job. You make sure you know that cold better than anybody else, and you're going to do well with it. But you have to study. It does take work. Hard work, no shortcuts.
Last question. When do you sleep?
I sleep in my closet upside down. No, I'm just kidding. I have a lot of sleep. I go to bed early because I get up so early. The opening bell is on every day from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern time. Meanwhile, I have to be on the air ready. Perked up at 9. I've got to be in around 8, 7:30. I'm usually on the phone earlier than that, so I've got, you know, my day starts at 5, so I've got to be up at in bed at 9.
Well, you're doing the Sunday show, too, so that takes more time.
Well, the Sunday show has been phenomenal. I mean, the Sunday show is Sunday Morning Futures on the Fox News channel, 10 a.m. Eastern on Fox News. The ratings have been amazing. We have a larger audience than CNN and MSNBC combined. We've been really looking at the world through foreign policy, economic policy every Sunday, and it's live, so it's terrific. I love that show. I'm doing really well in that show. You know, being on the air 6 days a week is definitely a lot, but like I said, when you sleep in your closet upside down.
hey, listen, you're doing a great job, and I tell you, Fox Business doing a great job cross-promoting on Fox. They know what they're doing. This thing's growing, and you're doing a great job. Keep up your great work, Maria.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You betcha. Maria Bartiromo, Fox News superstar on the Fox Business Channel. She came over from CNBC. She does the opening bell with Maria Bartiromo weekdays from 8 to 10 our time. And then Sunday morning futures with Maria Bartiromo, 9 to 10 our time, Fox News Channel. Here on ESPN 93.5.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short-sleeve and long-sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
It's 8:45. I'm Diane Ducey back in the studio here at ESPN 93.5. Great to hear some best of interviews with Stevie J. And, of course, today, Japan and Nagasaki. He's been sharing reports as he has this Asia excursion with Stevie J. Travel. Pretty cool for the group from East Central Illinois to get this experience. A tough loss for our Illini yesterday, 68-66, with Northwestern's Wildcats on top. They are now 1-3 in the Big Ten and 10-5 overall. We are 0-4 in the Big Ten, 4-11 overall. But learning and maturing in the loss is some of the quotes from Coach Brad Underwood coming out in that press conference with A.J. Turner hitting that three-pointer with less than 10 seconds left. It was an agonizing loss for us. And next up will be Michigan. We've got tickets to that game on the 10th. And pretty cool to have the bobbleheads going out, working with Game Day Spirit and giving you an opportunity to win some of the bobblehead collection they're giving away during Tay and Carp Show between 4 and 6. So Kendall Gill is the first out of the gate as we salute our Flying Illini and their anniversary year this year in 2019. So take note of that, too. You'll want to win those tickets. Michigan, by the way, over Indiana, 74-63. Michigan, number 2, and Indiana, 21. Number 22, Wisconsin over Penn State, 71-62. Number 25, Iowa over number 24, Nebraska, 93-84 yesterday. NBA hoops had Brooklyn beating the Bulls, 117-100. Also trending is Minnesota's Timberwolves beating the LA Lakers, 108-86. But coming out of the game, Coach Tom Thibodeau fired as coach and team president for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Had some NFL action to talk about. LA beat the Ravens 23-17. A late fumble ends the Baltimore's chance of being Super Bowl contenders. And the Bears are out. Philadelphia on top 16-15. Cody Parkey, with 10 seconds remaining, tried that field goal, and it hit the field goal and bounced back. I don't know how many times I've seen that on TV today, and I'm just, fist in the air every time I see it. But so now we've got some interesting playoff action. Colts and Chiefs will be going at it, Cowboys and Rams, Eagles and Saints. I hope that your favorite team is in it. I know Austin Berkland, who's coming in after 9 with Jeremy, has his Philadelphia gear on today. That's essentially sports. I know the Blackhawks beat Pittsburgh yesterday 5-3. They'll host Calgary, Philadelphia, hosting the St. Louis Blues on ice. ESPN 93.5, we're looking forward to January 18th at noon, iHotel and Conference Center. It is the Cardinal Caravan with a bunch of players and broadcasters coming in. A little Q&A from the fans as Lante works the room. It'll happen at the iHotel, and here's more details.
Hey, Cardinals Nation. The Cardinals Caravan, presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Folks, jump on the caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 18th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
You know, it's been fun handing out the 2019 Cardinal calendars, too. So we'll have you text in at 359-2255 to win a Cardinal calendar today. I'll take texter number 10 as we gear up for lots of fun autographs. Kids go first. We hand out the numbers. They take them in, like, groups of 20. Cardinal Caravan is a time where you can get some autographs, answer some questions, and it's all, again, January 18th at the iHotel. Stevie J with his Asia excursion. The trip has been great with Stevie J Travel, and we're hearing more details from Japan here at 8:49. Stevie J on ESPN 93.5. Hello.
Hi, Diane. We are walking through Peace Park. This is the park adjacent to the Atomic Bomb Museum here in Nagasaki. Benjamin Kachaturian, my son, went through the museum with me as well. Any thoughts or observations? It definitely was devastating to see, you know, all of the horrors of an atomic bomb. Not much said about, you know, Japan's initial instigation to us at Pearl Harbor, but, I mean, it's history, isn't it, Benny?
What can you say? At the time, all things in perspective, this was a decision that was very reasonable based on all of the tolls of war. And the atomic bomb, very devastating, but it brought a great peace in the end. It's very difficult, all of these things that are lost in war. But thankfully now we have peace and we can move forward. But I think World War II filled with a lot of terrible things. This is one of them. And thankfully we get to move on to a free society. And that's why you can be thankful for America, for all the benefits that we have. But at the time, this was seemed necessary. And certainly there are lots of different ways to look at it. To me, it's just another cost of war. And certainly atomic bombs, though, are definitely bad. So are nuclear bombs. And it's hard, but just the tolls of war, I think.
Thank you, Benny. That's good perspective from Benjamin. Well, here we are at Peace Park again. We're walking around. It's a beautiful day. It's 50 degrees or so in Nagasaki. It's 15 hours ahead of Champaign-Urbana. We'll be on the tram, as I mentioned in an earlier report. I had no idea how much to pay for the tram for five of us, and I held my hand out with a whole bunch of coins and let the driver pick the coins he needed, and he wasn't real happy because I was putting him a full 1 minute behind schedule. But I didn't know what the heck. Anyway, I felt like I might have embarrassed the United States of America with not knowing my coins on the tram. So we're going to jump back on the tram here, Diane, and head back. We think we know where we're getting off. We're kind of winging it on our own. The ship offers all kinds of tours, but like $150 a person times six for us is, you know, whatever that is, $900. So what we do is we get a bunch of, you know, maps and figure out cities a little bit on our own for the few hours that we have. Tomorrow we'll be in Busan, South Korea. I'll be filing some reports from there as well. But again, today is somber day. I mean, it's like going to the Arizona or something in Pearl Harbor. It's just sad to see human destruction, and that's what happened in the second bombing in Nagasaki. And it's the human toll. It's but I thought Benjamin said it well. It was the, you know, where we were and putting in perspective, trying to bring a peace. They wouldn't surrender. Harry Truman and all the people involved at that time, Winston Churchill, our allies, thought that's what we should do, and so we did, and it did end the war. But let's hope and pray that there's never another weapon of mass destruction that has to be used on this earth. All right, so we'll wind it up and talk to you soon, as we'll go to Busan tonight, overnight, into South Korea. It's a very southern tip of Korea. We've never been to Korea, so that's a new one for us. Looking forward to that. I mentioned, I think, when I was in Champaign, Diane, they eat calamari, but in Busan, apparently they cut the little tentacles off while they're still moving, and you eat them like that. And I'm not doing that. It'd be like a night crawler or something. Come on, man. So we'll report from South Korea tomorrow on the show, and then we'll be at sea for a few days before we get to Hong Kong on Friday, and we'll be reporting from there as well. All right, we'll wrap it up right now. But again, Diane, thank you for all you're doing there. Thanks for everybody listening to my updates from Asia. From Nagasaki, Japan, this is Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
Great to hear from Stevie as he shares his experiences, five different countries, and back just after Martin Luther King holiday here on ESPN 93.5. I appreciate those reports. I'm Diane Ducey. I know I had a lot of friends proposing over the holidays, and if you're one of them, you may have found the dress right now, and you got the venue for the reception. Don't forget to finalize your finances with your fiancé. Did you know the top predictor of divorce is arguing about money? So before you say I do, Busey recommends answering a few simple questions about financial history. You make a list of individual assets and loans and debt. So know what you're getting into. Don't catch your partner off guard. Make a plan of attack. You can do it. The budgets, the bank accounts, the classic conundrum, a joint or separate. There's advantages to both, plus the financial planning, long and short-term goals. Spell it all out. Be on the same page for you and your spouse to have good perspective going into that relationship. There's expert insights at the Resource Center on Busey.com. So start talking about, if your relationship is going there, what you're going to do on the money page. No matter what stage of life, Busey is there along the way. You can visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations for solutions for your personal, business, and wealth management needs. Member FDIC. Again, Busey.com for details. We'll have your forecast coming up next. here on ESPN 93.5. It's 8:55.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All right, your forecast is brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier and printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. There's a reason why they've been around a while, because they've got the top technology, and maybe 2019 is the year for you to upgrade what you have going in your business. WattsCopy.com to make an appointment. It looks awesome today. I just love on January 7th. We've got a high of 57 expected. This 80% chance of precipitation is in our area. Then a low 41 into the evening tonight. The wind gusts as high as 37 miles per hour. That's something to take note of, especially on the highways if you're driving next to high-profile vehicles. High 47 with sunshine, breezy tomorrow, partly cloudy, low 23 on Tuesday night, up to only 28 come Wednesday, down to 15, and 30 the high on Thursday, 35 with partly cloudy conditions as we wrap up the week. Yep, it's a full work week for us, folks. Thanks for listening to ESPN 93.5. Jeremy Werner, Austin Berkland coming in next. Of course, the college football national championship between Clemson and Alabama also on the agenda of things to talk about, not to mention that agonizing Bears loss, at least for Jeremy and I, not for Austin because he's a Philadelphia Phillies or Eagles fan. And, of course, Northwestern beating the Illini, but the Illini women came out on top, beating number 12 Minnesota 66-62. Details on the way, 9 to 11, radio on demand, ESPNCU.com. Enjoy your day, and thanks for taking us along on ESPN 93.5.